Well, it was nice to have an ugly game. That means we got down in the trenches and guarded, which was really good. And I really liked how we played defensively. We had a few fouls that I would have liked to have taken back, but I thought we were aggressive and aware defensively. I thought our traps created some turnovers, which we liked. To hold them to whatever 37%, 38% and 24 turnovers, and only 1-3 for the game is real pleasing. It probably showed, we showed some effects of maybe working on defense a little bit longer in practice than we've worked on offense. Didn't shoot it quite as well, weren't quite as crisp with it, but that's okay. We played with a really good intensity level defensively, and that's what we needed to see.
Did you feel like that wore them down? Is that kind of, if you guys are up five, did it just kind of plus their lack of depth? Anyway?
Well, I just thought we got off to a good start at the second half again, which we did. We did in the last game as well. So I thought we came out from halftime and kicked it up a gear. And actually, our starters both halves really got us off to good starts. And so I was really pleased with how they played, particularly defensively. We had some guys didn't have very good nights, but I thought that our effort and our energy level was real good in most cases.
Is this the kind of defense that especially if you want to see, especially if you talk about if you want to play at the end of March?
Well, it's the beginning, and it's an improvement over what we've had in some other games. I thought that. They're a very physical team. Their big guys are really physical and very strong, and we had to fight down there. I thought our fight in the second half, particularly at the beginning of the second half, was really good. I thought AJ and Ross went in there and really kind of bowed up and led us in a good way physically. I thought their guys out physicaled us a little bit in the first half, and then I thought we were able to turn the tide in the second half. But again. You're going to have to win some games like this. They were a little more methodical offensively, and so their possessions were longer, and thus we didn't score as many points as we normally do. But that's okay. And again, sometimes you just got to kind of gut it out. And I thought we did a good job of that.
Kevin, you forced 2 5-7 calls, I think, in the first half. How big was that?
Well, it was good. One of them was just one guy. I mean, Jamie, that was the Jamie Graham 5-second demonstration there. It's just good. It was good. I think as importantly as that, I thought that, our traps created some turnovers. And we double-teamed some ball screens. We double-teamed some handoffs. We double-teamed the post. And I thought that all of that created deflections, and we came up with some of those loose balls. Now, a couple of them went to them, and they actually got layups, which you hate to see. But we created some opportunities for ourselves, and gave us some fast break opportunities, which was good.
Kevin, you've lauded AJ for his composure all year, but tonight it looked like he almost got frustrated at one point, kind of not really slung an elbow, but looked visibly frustrated. Is the hack a shack in the post kind of starting to get to him a bit?
Well, he gets fouled a lot, and it's he had no free throws tonight, and that's for a guy that's averaging 9 free throws a game, that's very unlikely to say that he didn't get fouled at some point along the way, but nevertheless, whether he gets the calls on a given night or doesn't get the calls on a given night, he's got to play through it. And I was disappointed with some of his fouls and some of Allen's fouls. I thought that they committed some fouls that were unnecessary, and that put us in a little bit of a bind from the standpoint of rotation and things.
Was it more effort or more discipline that allowed you guys to play better defense?
Both. I thought our effort was good on Monday. I thought our effort was good on Monday. We didn't play with as much discipline, but I thought that we played with a lot of energy and a lot more discipline tonight. And again, we probably still got a long ways to go in all areas, but tonight was a great step in the right direction for us.
Kevin,
given us the purpose that you only scored 76 points?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that. That's fair to say. We didn't shoot the ball well from three. We weren't crisp offensively. I don't think there was ever a point in the game where we were real sharp offensively. And I thought we got off to a good start, but I thought that was our defense. And again, we turned the ball over a little too much. But it's an ebb and flow throughout the season. You try to. You know, if you feel like your defense needs attention, you give your defense attention. If you feel like your ball carrier needs attention, you turn your attention towards that a little bit. You feel like your offense needs attention, you give that a little more attention. So it's just constantly, you know, doctoring the things that you feel like that can help you and make you better. And you'd like to think you do all of them all the time, but you can't emphasize everything all the time.
Yeah, but some of these games have been a little more competitive than maybe you'd prefer. But you guys always seem to have a lot of energy and play your best down the stretch. How much has your bench helped you with that this year?
Well, I think our bench, and tonight was probably an exception, but I think our bench has been real productive and real solid for us all season long. And that's been a key to us being able to play 10 people and keeping our starters fresh and things like that. If all things work, or the things work the way we want them to, in any close game, we'll ride the guys that start the game for the most part. Those are our guys that have been around. Those are guys that have been through the fire. But nevertheless, I think, and again, I've said this a lot, our confidence at the end of games is. I don't know if I've ever had a team that's more confident than this one at the end of a game. That's really a good thing.
Coach, more questions?
Coach, you seem a lot more satisfied tonight than I've seen you on other nights, even though you've won maybe games closer scores and maybe some even farther apart. You seem much more satisfied tonight.
I think that, again, this whole thing about being overrated was completely misprinted, mistaken out of context, misstated, I mean, in every way, shape, and form. It's kind of a paragraph where one sentence out of the paragraph got taken, and so I'm forced to come in here and say all the good things so none of it gets taken out of context.
Kevin, it seems like however Shane gets started or whatever happens during the course of the game, you look up at the enemy, he's got his 20.
Shane's a great player, and he's having a great year, and he amazes, I think, his teammates, his coaches. Hopefully he doesn't amaze himself, but he's been phenomenal for us all season long. And honestly, I'm surprised when he misses. Every time he misses, I think, wow. You know, it's almost like there must have been a wind gust or something, because he just makes them and makes them. He makes them in practice. He just makes them and makes them and makes them. And again, he's been our best defender since all season long. And so not only do you have a guy that's a great scorer, but he also gives you the best he's got every night on defense. And as I told him earlier this week, it just makes coaching so much easier, because all the young guys in the program look at him and think, okay, well, here's our guy, but yet our guy is giving us the best effort on defense every day in practice and every day in games.
Kevin, okay, where's UMass going to rank among the teams you've played this year?
Well, I haven't seen them. In listening to my coaching staff, as good, if not better, than anybody we've played. They've had some big-time wins. They've won at Boston College. They've won at Syracuse. They beat Houston the other night. They've had some big-time wins. I want to say that I was told they have 5 fifth-year seniors, which means they have a lot of experience. So we know it, we're going to have our hands full.
Kevin, I know you're not real caught up in this game.
Go ahead, Marcus.
I know you're not caught up in being undefeated, but how do you think you're going to be a SEC 15-0?
A lot better than it would be to be 14-1. And I mean, again, you can't sit there and count them, and you just try to play them, but it'll be significant, because. if we are 15-0, we'll have beaten a really, really good team to get there, and that's the most significant thing.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.